Lord, we don't always understand why things happen. We're confused, as many in the city may be confused. But Lord, this morning we pray that you, as a God of all comfort, and the Spirit that has been sent as the Comforter, would come especially to those family members who have lost their loved ones.
Yeah.
We pray for those who are still in the hospital, for those who are still in critical condition, even some who are still in a coma. Oh, Lord, we pray you would come.
Right.
Heal their body.
Yeah.
Heal their souls.
Yes.
Heal their minds.
Yeah.
Lord, take the pain away and bring peace.
Amen.
Disentangle their confused state.
Yeah.
Bring them the peace that passes all understanding. Mm-hmm. Lord, we pray for all the families that are affected.
Yeah.
We pray that you would hold them up in your hand.
Amen.
As a God of all comfort, may they come to know you as Father.
Amen.
The one who cares for them.
Yes.
Amen. In the midst of their dark valley,
yeah,
you walk with them, be with them,
yes,
because you're near.
Amen.
Lord, grant them no fear, but grant them comfort.
Yes. Amen.
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 Father God, it is with heavy, heavy hearts that we're here this morning. It's good that we have community, that we can gather together and be supported by one another. God, we're here this morning holding up our city to you.
Yeah.
Lord, we think about all of our first responders.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the dedication they have to the human beings that live in this city. God, we pray for them, for strength and for peace. God, we pray for their hearts, for the things that they have witnessed, they have seen, they have heard.
Amen.
God, we pray that your hand of healing could come to them and help them and be the real counselor to them. God, we think about the people who are walking on those streets and saw and heard things. God, we just pray for their hearts, their minds. Lord, we know when they're sleeping, when they're recounting these things, those things come back to them. We're praying for your hand of healing to come to them.
Amen.
Lord, touch them right where they are.
Amen.
God, we love you so much.
Amen.
We just pray that your hand would be extended.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Also, we just want to thank you for all of those who at Sunnybrook Hospital.
Right. Amen.
Lord, who've been caring for all of the injured.
Yeah.
Lord, grant them strength and grant them peace
Amen.
In their heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we pray for even for all the people in this city. Lord, pray for your mercy to be upon them. Lord, those who saw things we shouldn't have to see, those who experienced things we shouldn't have to experience. Lord, we pray your mercy and your grace would come to them. Lord, you can heal hearts and heal bodies and heal souls. So we lift up all these people to you. Lord, we pray even through this, people will be, this tragedy, people will be drawn to you. Realize they need God, they need a father in this kind of situation. So we pray for this city in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. Okay, we're gonna use the rest of our time. We don't have a reader. We're gonna streamline things a little bit this morning. We're continuing in our series in Matthew. You know, we're not in a hurry to finish. When at some points we can go fast, some we can go slower. And this section here is important. Okay, we just have four or five verses from Matthew chapter 7. I'd like to read to you. Jesus said, and it's related again to prayer. Remember back, there's the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. In Luke, it's put together. This is in close proximity to this section here. So this is still a matter of prayer. Jesus said, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, which one will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Your Father, who is in heaven, will give good gifts, good things to those who ask him. And actually, let me just point out, we'll get to it at the end. In Luke, it says, how much more will your Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Okay, so we have this matter ask. So our title today is Pray to Ask. Pray to your Father. Pray to your Father. Okay, this is maybe a familiar section to many Christians, and maybe not to Bible readers in general. Ask, and it will be given you. It's a promise. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. And then the next sentence reinforces that. Everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. To the one who knocks, it will be opened. And I just like to point out, firstly, this section has been over-expounded, over-interpreted, and misinterpreted. And sometimes that over-expounding, over-elaborating makes it harder. Jesus is encouraging us to pray, isn't he? He's saying, ask, and it will be given. It's an encouragement to pray to your Father. That's the bottom line. How much more will your Father give good things to those who ask? And ask is a matter of prayer. Let me ask you, do Canadians pray? Do Canadians pray? Here's a Canadian. A real Canadian. Looks like he's praying. Some Canadians pray. I don't know if any polar bears pray, but it's a good picture to remind us. Christians should pray, and Jesus encouraged us to pray, and we should. Okay, however, you know, sometimes the way it's taught, it ends up maybe unintentionally not encouraging us, but discouraging us. Let me deal with a couple of those. You know, you have this kind of one thought, and maybe you've read that and heard that, is, okay, there's three stages here or three levels here. Jesus used three terms. Number one, ask. Number two, seek. Number three, knock. So, you know, they're similar but different. So probably what we have here is three levels. And, first you've got to ask. And then if that doesn't work, you've got to seek. And then, you know, if that doesn't work, you've got to knock. And you've got to keep going, increase the level. Here's a little quote. You know, it sounds like you got three stages, three levels. Here's a quote that picks up that thought. Expounding this section, you go from plan A, level one, plan A, ask. You know, plan A doesn't work, then, okay, plan B, seek. Okay, if plan C doesn't work, you got to go to plan B, you go to plan C, waiting for God to ask. If prayer isn't answered after asking, then you got to seek, and obviously, implication, if you seek and didn't get it, you got to knock. And some people, you know, I read, that's three levels, three stages. Some people I read said, you know, there's actually seven levels. Oh, my goodness. I mean, three levels is kind of intimidating. And they tell me, you got to go for seven levels, right? I mean, I read that. You got to, okay, level one, you know, you got to, and he says, okay, this writer says, okay, three levels, and Jesus gave you the first three, ask, seek, knock, and I'm going to give you another four. So, you know, you got to keep going up the intensity, eventually, level seven. Well, I don't know what, when you pray, I pray, you know, if you tell me, Nigel, you got to get to level seven before you get what you're asking for, you get an answer. I don't know, you know, I'm probably stuck in level 5, 4, 3. So it's not encouraging in that way. So it's, you know, let's not overinterpret it and let's not make things difficult that Jesus was trying to make easy. Okay? Amen? Amen. Jesus was making it easy. Jesus is encouraging, so let's not discourage. Jesus was making it easy, so let's not make it difficult. You know, so one scholar says, I like this. There are three verbs, ask, seek, knock. Actually, they're synonyms. Synonyms. It doesn't mean something different. It doesn't necessarily mean a different level, more intense. No, it's just a way to have impact. And actually, every one Jesus and gave, there's a positive response. Ask and you will receive. That's positive answer. Seek and you will find. Positive answer. Knock and the door will be open. Positive answer. It's not you got to go through three stages and get there. No. Jesus is saying, ask, ask. He's encouraging us to interact with God, ask in prayer, and expect an answer, right? So it's positive, it's encouragement. Now, on the surface, it may sound like, you know, just ask and you get what you want. It's a blank check here. Ask and you will receive. Everybody who asks receives. He who seeks finds. He who knocks will be opened. You're going to get it. And some people take it that way. You're guaranteed a result. Guaranteed to get what you want. Is it? Is it? So here's a book. I just read this at the cover. With such an incredible guarantee, ask, seek, knock. Such an incredible guarantee. It's time to take hold of the promise and begin asking, seeking, knocking our way towards guaranteed results. Here's the guarantee. You will get what you want. Well, if you've been a Christian for a while, you know, maybe you asked and you go out there and buy a lottery ticket. You can ask. Are you going to get it? I don't think so. So it's not. And if you read the Bible, you realize in the Bible, it records us people praying about serious things, and the answer was not what they requested. Right? So in the larger scheme of things, there must be other things going on. Sometimes, let's be clear, sometimes God answers yes. Does God answer yes? Sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is yes. And sometimes the answer is later. Right? It's not always yes. You have these kind of examples from the Bible. You know, David prayed. There's a stage, you know, David had a child. The child was sick, declining in health. David prayed. Eventually, the child died, right? Paul prayed, remember, in the New Testament. Paul prayed three times. He had a serious problem. We don't know exactly what it was. He called it a thorn in the flesh, some physical problem that really bothered him. He called it a thorn in the flesh. He said, I prayed three times for God to remove that thorn, take away that problem, resolve it. Did he get it? No. Jesus prayed. So you got David, Old Testament, Paul, New Testament. Jesus prayed. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, Father, let this cup pass from me. Right? He prayed, yet ultimately the answer was, right, it didn't happen. David's son died, and David accepted God's decision. Paul prayed. Did he get an answer? Yes, he did. God said, my grace is sufficient for you. God didn't do what he asked. Jesus prayed in the garden, Father, if possible, let this pass from me. Yet he also prayed, not my will, Father, but yours be done. Right? And eventually the Father's will was Jesus going to the cross. So in the widest scheme of things, we know God does not always give us what we request. Because why? God is a good father. Amen? Amen. And God has his will. So you got to take this section, ask, seek, knock. Don't just extract these few verses out of the Bible alone. This is in the context. It's in the context of the sermon of these chapters. It's the context, and it follows shortly after the Lord's Prayer, doesn't it? The Lord's Prayer starts out, "Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done." Okay, Father in heaven, your will be done. Okay, that's the prayer. That's the prayer we should pray. Yes, and along with that, ask. And even in the Lord's Prayer, you ask, "Father, give us today our daily bread." That's asking. However, it's covered by the matter, "Father, your will be done." We're praying to God as our Father. So, you know, understand this within the wider context. And it's prayer to our Father. A lot of these kind of expositions, they're not taking account of the fact Jesus is talking about prayer. You have a Father. You have a Father. Some people say, oh, prayer's like this. Prayer's like a scale. Prayer's like a scale, a balance. Then, you know, on one side there's a weight, and another side, your prayer. You pray, you put a little bit of weight on one side. You pray again, you put it, you know, you're asking. Every time you ask, you put a little more weight on the one side. Then, okay, you seek, and you put a little more weight on that side. Then you knock, and you put a little bit, eventually the scale, you tip the scale. So you got to pray, and pray long, pray hard, pray fervently, and eventually the scale will tip. You'll get what you asked. Think about it. The Bible never says that God has that kind of scale. And it's the whole thing is mechanical, isn't it? If you're a mechanical engineer, you might like that. If you're into physics, you might like that. God is not a scale. And God doesn't respond to your, my prayer by being a scale, by weighing how much you're praying and how often, how hard, how, no. God is your Father, isn't he?
Yes.
And God is my Father. God's your Father. You and I pray, when we pray, we're not praying to a scale. And we're not putting things on a scale. We are praying to God, our Father. And he's a good, good Father, isn't he?
Yes.
He's good. God is good. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Amen. We got it. God is good. So we, right? So we're praying, you know, so we got to see this in the context of praying to God our Father. So there's, you know, let's not make prayer simply an exercise, simply an endurance, a matter of endurance. No, we're praying to God our Father. There is in the Bible, in the New Testament, there's no teaching that says you have to bend, you know, we're not trying to persuade God, right? It's not, our Father's not reluctant, and we're not trying to change God, you know. We make God do what, you know, what's not according to his will. We're trying to prevail on him, and if we beg long enough, hard enough, we nag, we cajole, we coerce, we weary God, eventually we're going to change God. No, God does not change. That's not what prayer is about. Prayer is not adjusting God's will to your will. God, your prayer is you interacting, you and I interacting with God our Father. There's no biblical basis for that says, you know, long-term repetition. You got to pray, and be fervent, be hot, be strong, be desirous. You know, put your effort into it, and you will get what you want. There's no, the Bible doesn't say that. It says God is our Father. Amen? And in the context we read, yes, it says ask, seek, knock, and you get an answer. Then it says, well, it's the comparison is a family comparison. It says, okay, which surely none of you who's a father, that's the context. It's saying, surely none of you who's a father, think about father, son, think about parents, children. Surely no parent among us, if your son, if your child asks for bread, you don't give him a rock. If he asks for a piece of bread, you don't give him a stone. Do you? Have you raise your hand if you ever done that. I don't see any hands, right? If your child says, Dad, Mom, I'm hungry, you don't give him a rock. You don't give him a stone. If he says, you know, and you don't tell him, oh, you gotta ask more fervently. How badly do you want your bread? You gotta ask more. You gotta ask longer. You gotta be more desirous. No, if your son comes to you and says, Dad, Mom, I'm hungry, what do? You give them bread if they want bread. Now, you may not give them cake, but you give them bread, right? And which of you, right? It says, surely no child of yours, if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? No, you're not like that. Jesus said, look, think about the human family. Think about father, son, parents, children, relationship. When your son, child, asks for something they need, don't you respond? Yes. And you respond positively. You give good things. And Jesus said, look, human parents, you're not perfect. Even you being evil, that's pretty strong, yet you know how to give good gifts to your children. Won't God do more? Won't God do more? You know, we're parents. And when our children ask for things, we try to be a good parent and give them something they need, provide for them. Yet God is more good, more perfect, right? Didn't we sing about that? You are perfect in all of your ways. You know, that's a great song for today. God is perfect. Our God is perfect. Our God is all good. Our God is all wise. Our God is all loving. And he wants to satisfy us and give good things to us. Amen? Amen. If you come to him, you have a need. God, you know, I need help. I need some resolution. I need to, Lord, show me what to do. I'm in this situation. I have a choice to make. God, show me what to do. Lead me in the way. How should I respond? God will answer you. God is a father, and he's a good father. And he respond to you. That's what Jesus is saying. You know, God is our Father. Amen? Amen. And when we're praying to our Father who loves us, who cares for us. Now, prayer sometimes goes unanswered. Sometimes the answer is not what we hope, what we expect. However, why is that? You know, we ask from our point of view, we don't see the whole picture. We don't know the future. We don't know how things will turn out, right? So we ask based on the way we see the situation. God is all-knowing, right? God is all-seeing. God knows everything. So in his wisdom, sometimes God realizes, you know, we think I'm asking for bread. Actually, you're asking for a stone. You think it's bread. It's a stone. You think that's what you need. That's what you want. God knows, sees the bigger picture. No, that's not what you need. He sees more. So you get the answer is different than what you hope, what you expect. Amen. We have a good, good Father. So we can ask, right? Ask him, we will get a response. You know, I just like to spend the last couple of minutes on this point. In Luke, it's, you know, good things. then you think, you know, I need food, I need clothing, I need shelter, I need transportation, I need a job, I need a career, I need housing, I need, we think mainly about our needs, maybe physical, material. Luke says, and that's all valid, we should ask for all those things, ask for our daily bread, ask for our needs, okay? However, Luke brings us another side of this point. Luke says, how much more will God give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You want good things or you want the Holy Spirit? Do you want good things or you want the Holy Spirit? Thank you. Somebody answered both. That's a great, the best answer is both. You think, oh, I don't know. If you're spiritual, you want to be spiritual, say Holy Spirit. If you're not that spiritual, you say good things. The answer's both, both. So whichever answer you gave or thought about, you're okay. Don't worry. Don't be condemned. We need good things, and God can give good things. You need food, shelter, transportation. You need, you know, you want a good family life, you know. Okay, God gives good things to those who ask. However, you know, we have not just those needs. We have other needs. Think about your internal needs. Think about your psychological needs, emotional needs. You know, as we go through life, things happen. We go through things and, you know, we're in a broken world and things happen that affect us. Right? Don't they? Don't they? People say things that hurt us. True or untrue, they hurt us. People do things that hurt us, affect us, that wound us. Things happen to us in our life that affect us. Some affect us physically. Some affect us psychologically. So we go through life, you know, we are wounded people, aren't we? And the longer you live, the more opportunity you have for those things to happen. Those things are inside us, and you can say, yes, I forgive, but maybe the wound, the hurt is still there. You've been rejected, you've been abused, you've been criticized, you've been maligned, right? And or physical things have happened to you that hurt you. We are, right? Those things affect us, okay? What's the solution? What's the solution? A solution is God gives the Holy Spirit to you. You and I are wounded inside emotionally, psychologically. It's like this, simple illustration. We're on a river. You're on a river. You're trying to go along. Every wound, every offense, the bad things that happened to you, the things that offended you, hurt you, damaged you, right? That's the big rocks. Those rocks frustrate you. They frustrate your progress. You know, sometimes something happened to you years ago and it keeps coming back, right? You know, you try to forget it and it comes back. You try to get over it and something happens. It comes back to you. What's that? It's a rock in your life. It's a boulder. It's a stone that's preventing you proceeding, prevents you going on in your life. What's the solution? In the Bible, in Ezekiel chapter 47, the Holy Spirit is compared to a river. A river. Right? Another place in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is compared to water. What's the solution? You're on the river, you've got a big boulder, you can't progress. Are you going to remove the boulder? That's one solution. But you can't undo the past. The other solution is raise the level of water. Right? Raise the level of water. What's that? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Lord, send your Spirit. Lord, supply me. Lord, give me your Holy Spirit. Raise the level of water. Amen?
Amen.
Right? What happens when the river rises? When the water rises, all boats are raised, right? Then you're like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The boulder's still there, but you're above it. The boulder's still there, but the water level's raised. You are brought up out of your offense, out of your wound, out of the damage, and you and I can proceed in life. Amen. Brothers and sisters, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask. Are you wounded? I think we all are. Have you suffered things in your life? I think we all have. God can give us the Holy Spirit, raise the level of water, level of His Spirit within us. Then we get the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace that comes from the Spirit. We can go forward in our life. Amen? Amen. How about this week? We pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And let's pray, Lord, raise the level of the Spirit in my life. Help me go forward, go above those things that frustrate me, that keep coming back to haunt me. Lord, give us more of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Let's just pray that and we'll finish. Lord, we thank you. You're a good Father. You give good things. Lord, you know more than we do. You see more than we do. Lord, but we're still here as your children. We want to ask. We ask for our needs. Thank you. You know what's the best for us, Lord. You can answer those prayers according to your wisdom, according to your way. Lord, we pray. Lord, we got many hurts in our life. Lord, things have happened to us. Lord, we emotionally, psychologically, Lord, we pray. We want to go beyond those things. We want to get past them. Lord, so send your Holy Spirit. Increase the Spirit in our life. Raise the level of the Spirit in our life so we could go forward with you. We ask this for each one here.